the rest of the story.
It began as calamities often do, with a trifling thing, really. A boy was walking downtown one evening in early March when he spotted a man in uniform, a soldier. Momentarily overcome with mischief, the boy reached into a snowbank and patted a nice round snowball into shape. He threw the snowball at the soldier, and the missile found its mark. Well, the soldier, angry, chased the boy, caught him, shook him. The boy cried for help. Some people gathered round, began admonishing the soldier for treating a young boy so roughly. The soldier, still fuming, told the grown-ups to mind their own business. The men started pushing the soldier around. See how you like it. The soldier called for his superior, Captain Preston, who was nearby. Preston hurried to the scene, accompanied by half a dozen other soldiers, each armed. By then, the crowd of civilians had grown into a mob, an ugly, threatening mob. They began manhandling the soldiers. Some of the soldiers drew their weapons and fired. Several men were injured, and five fell dead. And this is the rest of the story. All eight soldiers were arrested and charged with murder. They were to be tried not by court-martial, but by a civil court. Unpopular as were the defendants, not an attorney could be found who would take their case. Until a friend of Captain Preston went personally to see John. John was one of the sharpest lawyers in town. If anyone could get the soldiers off, John could. Preston's friend pleaded with him. At last, John accepted. The attorney's own colleagues and friends were shocked at his decision to defend those murderers. Some acquaintances made fun of John. Others outright told him off. None approved what he was doing. And that scorn took a ponderous toll on the attorney. More significantly, he realized that such a case could ruin his law practice, but he also knew that his clients were dead men without him, so he investigated, carefully prepared his case. On October 24, the case went to trial. In court, John proved that Captain Preston had given no order to fire, that Captain Preston's men had used their weapons only in self-defense, and Preston was acquitted, as were the others, except for a couple of them who were let off with a comparatively light reprimand. And for his services, John received a modest fee and a torrent of public indignation, and very nearly a nervous breakdown. But he consoled himself in the knowledge that justice had been done. Also, history had been made, because this shooting in the streets of Boston on the night of March 5, 1770, forever after, has been remembered as the Boston Massacre, and it was among the fatal events which precipitated the American Revolution. Now about John. About John, the courageous defense attorney, the living casualty of the Boston Massacre. He was the colonist who threw away his law practice in order to side with a handful of British soldiers. The barrister who put a fair trial ahead of his own reputation eventually recovered his good name, and then some, for John was John Adams, who one subsequent day became the second president of the United States. Now you know the rest of the story.